the Veterans Affairs Department is abandoning Vista, its long-standing in-house electronic health record, in favor of a commercial off-the-shelf solution. It's the same EHR as the Defense Department. The announcement was much anticipated, and it's a big shift, a really big shift in thinking for VA. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Veterans Affairs Department has been talking about this issue for at least 17 years. At least seven different commissions have done studies urging VA to start thinking differently about their approach to IT. Congress has had hearing after hearing on the topic. And the VA Inspector General and Government Accountability Office have also weighed in. There's been so much debate that VA Secretary David Shulkin says he feels comfortable making this decision quickly. He says there's plenty of evidence that points to the Defense Department's MHS Genesis as the best option for VA moving forward.
Then as secretary, I was not willing to put this decision off any longer. When the Department of Defense went through their acquisition in 2014, they looked at a large number of factors and did a lot of work. And the acquisition process, starting from requirements to the contract award, took 26 months. We simply can't afford to wait that long when it comes to the health of our veterans. Because of the urgency and critical nature of this decision, I've decided that there is a public interest exception to the requirement for a full and open competition in this technology acquisition.
Shulkin signed a determination and findings form to make this acquisition happen quickly. It grants special permission to VA to issue a direct solicitation to Cerner Corporation to acquire MHS Genesis as its new electronic health record.
I didn't come to that decision lightly. I've spent the last several months since becoming secretary reviewing numerous studies, reports, and commissions on this topic, including the recent Commission on Care report, which recommended moving towards an off-the-shelf product. I've spent time talking with our clinicians in VA, and as you may know, I actually use the Vista system myself as a practicing physician in the VA. In addition to that, I've consulted with chief information officers from around the country, and I've met personally with chief executive officers from some of the leading health systems in this country to get their thoughts on where IT was going and what we needed to do in the VA to make sure that we modernized our systems.
Abandoning Vista and putting all VA health data in a similar common system with DoD will make veterans' health information truly interoperable with the Defense Department for the first time. The DNF simply allows the department, though, to start discussions with Cerner. Those initial conversations will last about 3 to 6 months, and that's where VA and Cerner will come up with an implementation plan, cost estimate, and timeline for the project. And it's a big one. Here's Shulkin.
That's why we're taking their expertise and putting it into VA. And again, with Secretary Mattis's commitment to work with us closely, I think we're lowering the risk. But as a private sector CEO, I've done this several times successfully, but I've never done it on this scale. And so the risks are there, but we're going to make sure that we do this the right way.
There are a lot of questions about the project, mainly on the costs and the timeline.
I do believe, and everything that I'm doing is trying to act with speed, that working with the Department of Defense and already using their planning materials and their change management tools, we will be able to do this much faster than if we had begun it alone. So the Department of Defense has taken a period of time before they've implemented their first system in the Fairchild Air Force Base, which has been successful. But I think we will be able to do ours even faster than they did.
Shulkin says he's been talking to congressional appropriators now. The president's 2018 budget doesn't include funding for this modernization project. Shulkin's told Congress he'll have to come back to the committees to ask for resources for the electronic health record.
We know the Department of Defense had a $4.3 billion contract. VA is a bigger organization, but we have not begun those negotiations. Part of the reason why I have waived that process is because I absolutely believe, and I've spent a lot of time reviewing the materials, it is in the public interest to move quickly. And I also believe we can do this cheaper for the taxpayers by essentially moving forward quickly without a lengthy process.
The move to a commercial off-the-shelf product is a big shift in thinking for VA. The department had once lobbied DoD that it adopt Vista as the military health system's own electronic record. Congress criticized VA and DoD for taking too long to make their health systems talk to each other. And when both departments said they had finally made their health data interoperable with each other, Congress disputed those claims. The information, after all, is only available in read-only mode. But Chulkin says things are changing now.
I think one of the things that we're doing differently in this administration is that we're essentially eliminating some of the silos and turf battles. And frankly, I think that if you put the veteran and the service member first, you would come to the conclusion that we've come to today. But nobody likes to give up power and control over their system.
But he recognized VA's past role in making VISTA and electronic health records what they are today.
I am extremely proud of VA's longstanding history in IT innovation. It actually began and really started the whole electronic health record in this country with a group of very courageous VA clinicians who were in their basement innovating because they saw a way to take better care of their patients. And they did it without authorization, and so that's why I call them courageous. But eventually, their work took hold, and this became our VISTA system today. So we have a very long tradition of leading in this part of the country. And it was their achievements in developing VISTA that led both VA clinicians and researchers to perform and have VA's clinical performance be better than or certainly lead in the area of clinical quality improvement and patient safety, including the first medication barcoded system that now every hospital in the country takes advantage of. That having been said, that was a long time ago, and our VISTA system today is in need of major modernization. If we're going to keep pace of what's happening in healthcare and all the advances that are going on.
VA will also use some of the same architecture, tools, and processes the DoD has to secure and protect its data. Chulkin says his concerns about cybersecurity were one of the biggest reasons why he made the decision to adopt DoD's electronic health record. In Washington, Nicole Lagrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Nicole's story and my commentary at federalnewsradio.com.